Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Giacobbe.
Hi, everybody. I'm Charlie, and we're going to hit you with another ad spot for the what's it called? Bringing the Blues. Go for it, Ryan.
Yep. Is November 3rd at 5 p.m. over in Hopwood Hall over here in Patrick Henry. Army Radio Bruce, where we are broadcasting from, is really right next to Hopwood Hall. And there's free admission. No, you don't need to spend any money.
Free is always better.
Yep. It'll feature Jill West and Blues Attack, along with a screening of Blues Chronicles from the Burg.
I like that emphasis on the Burg you got there. It's pretty, like, solid.
The Burg.
There we go. It almost sounds like a cat, like you're purring. I don't know. But anyway, speaking of cats, speaking of purring, Pokemon Go, there's some news there. Ryan, you found this story, so I'll let you take it.
Yeah. Last night when I was looking for stories, there was a story about hidden images in Pokemon Go suggests that there might be some new Pokemon coming up on around Halloween on the app, the Pokemon Go game.
Yeah, do you play Pokemon Go?
I do not play Pokemon Go. I used to collect this huge Pokemon card collection. I actually still have it. It's in a binder somewhere hidden in my house.
Hidden in your house. So you were like, all right, so younger Ryan was like, I'm going to not let future Ryan find these cards. I'm going to hide them so they can never get sold. And future Ryan's all like, oh, come on, little Ryan. Let me see where those cards are. Get your Charizards back, all your laminated cards and that stuff. So you're a big card collector of Pokemon?
Used to be. It's actually like 85% full.
85? How big was the binder then? I mean, that doesn't really help with 85% full. It could be one sheet, and it's like 85.
It's a one-inch binder.
One-inch binder? Okay, all right, I guess if we can get a visual with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so for Pokemon, what do you think new Halloween Pokemon are going to be? And can you name any scary Pokemon, I guess? Are you about to Google it?
No, I was just going to bring up the article.
Okay. We did have a link in there. Look at us getting all professional and stuff. Gengar is already in the game. Who else is there? I can't even see. Sableye. I haven't seen a Sableye, so that might be someone who's new. That weird Pikachu thing that pretends to be Pikachu but really isn't Pikachu. It's not a Ditto, though. And that guy who looks like a laser beam from Zelda.
Yeah.
I don't know Pokemon. I'm sorry, everybody. I mean, I know I'm a nerd. Just Pokemon wasn't my didn't tickle my fancy. I was more of a Yu-Gi-Oh kind of guy.
Yeah, and this is an FYI. My Pokemon card collection is actually about 10 years old, I think.
Sweet, so 10-year-old cards. So look, this is what can happen. Go to the Blues Bring in the Blues, get Ryan's autograph, his Pokemon collection, and a picture with Ryan.
You won't be able to get my Pokemon collection because it's at my house, but
fine, but you still get the autograph and the headshot.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Halloween for Pokemon, which, by the way, Niantic or whoever makes the Pokemon Go game, I guess. Thanks for being seasonal, you know? Maybe you can get a pumpkin Pokemon in there. Some pumpkin spice Pikachu. I don't know. But speaking of all that, we have an annual Halloween parade that happens in Robinson. I don't know anything about this again. So, Ryan, what's going on in Robinson on the 28th, 1 to 3 p.m., Robinson Town Center? There's a Halloween parade. Do you know anything more or just that?
When I looked it up, it literally just said annual Halloween parade with the details. So.
Okay, so there's an annual Halloween parade. So if you've been living in Robinson or around, you know all about it. So, tell us about it at some point. Find us and, maybe we'll go to a Halloween parade. I always like parades. Have you gone to many parades, Ryan?
I think like maybe one or two. I don't remember. But one parade I always wanted to go to, the World Series Parade and the Stanley Cup Parade.
Okay, so you're about them sports parades.
Yeah.
See, this is a spooky parade, all right? No, that's sports crap.
Yeah.
All right. So, parades, right?
Yeah.
Now from parades, we're going to go to Haunted. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, I was expecting a little more like, oh, wait, God, we can't even have the sleepover, the slumber party.
Yeah, we got to recap the slumber party.
All right, let's calm down there. You peaked. I saw the red all up in there. All right, let's chill.
All right.
I know the slumber party was fun, but gosh. Huh. Anyway, so during the slumber party, we told spooky ghost stories. A little bit of Mary, Kill, and the other one that we can't say on air. And it was a fun time. I braided Ryan's beard into a Nordic knot. So if you ever look for a Viking kind of guy, or you want to be a Viking for Halloween, Ryan's your man. Go ahead and take his beard.
Although I haven't shaved in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and he's already got that full, like, just groosh all the way out.
And just a fun fact, over the summer, I grew my facial hair out for 3.5 months.
Oh, my gosh, and that must have been down to your ankles.
No. It got thick, but it didn't go down my ankles.
All right. But yeah, so we braided each other's hair, told some spooky stories, and microwaved Peeps. If you don't know what Peeps are, go get yourself some Peeps. They're really good, especially when stale. Even though Peeps nowadays, they don't get stale. I'm very disappointed in that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a stale marshmallow?
A stale marshmallow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, stale marshmallows, I think, are the best.
You can definitely use them on s'mores.
That's true. I mean, that's because if you roast them over the fire. Speaking of s'mores, though, what do you prefer? Like a golden brown marshmallow or like a burnt one?
Preferably a golden brown one so that I really don't taste char in my mouth.
Char. Okay. Well, I enjoy that. Like, see, so many people I know nowadays like the burnt marshmallows because they're like, my taste buds are adult. Yada, yada, yada. No. Golden brown. Perfect marshmallow. That's why we were trained to roast marshmallows.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you want to get it burnt, you just stick it in the fire and go like, and then pull it out. And I just licked the pop cap. It was, ugh. Didn't taste very good. I'll tell you, there's been a lot of people on this.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll let you take – so we'll go like flip-flop with the legends. I know I kind of didn't write too much about it, but you can take Green Man Tunnel.
Green Man Tunnel. Remember the legend of the Green Man? Well, here's where he lives. It's said that along Piney Fork Road in South Park, Charlie No Face haunts this tunnel at night with a strange green light. My version, he was struck by lightning.
That's more or less my version. So like I was talking last week about like the guy who got the morph suit or whatever, like I guess melted to his body. I talked about lightning, but apparently what it was instead of lightning, it was a work accident. So I guess he worked in like a radioactive plant or probably the steel mill. Let's be real.
Yeah.
So he got that melted to him. And so still, though, based in this legend is based in fact, Raymond Robinson was playing on power lines and suffered an injury where he appeared to have no face. So that sucks. Don't go playing in power lines, kids, is essentially the lesson here. But yeah. You will get a folktale about you.
Yeah, and the idea of, like, imagine somebody without a face. How would you react to that?
I would say, all right, well, are we be all right. Let me characterize. Well, let me get this straight here. We go on legitimacy, or am I gonna play my character here?
Like both.
All right. So for legitimacy, probably nothing. I'd still just be like, hey, what's up? I mean, I of course lead the conversation into like, hey, how'd you lose your face? But non-legitimacy, playing my character, be like, oh my god, what happened to you? No, just out, go, leave, go, no more. I can't. Oh, it's just terrible. So, yeah.
Like, legitimate, I would, like, be like, whoa, what the heck happened to your face? And,
that's your first line.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then roll, like, as in, like a roll. If I was, like, hypothetically, if I was an anime character.
Okay, all right.
Or, yeah, I'd be, like scratching down and be like,
if you can't see the face he did there, it was both of his hands beside his face, really wide eyes and wide mouth. It was just like
running away screaming like a frightened little girl.
There we go. Yes. Dust clouds behind him. Ryan actually left the building. We are now met by his brother, Ryan. So Ryan, we'll talk about the house the devil built. It's set in Northside lies a house known as Congler House, which is the city's most haunted spot. Have you ever been to Congler House or even heard of it?
Neither to both those questions.
Neither to both those questions. All right. Neither have I. I mean, I've been to the north side, but that's about it. But apparently, city's most haunted spot. So, it starts pretty simple. You know, Charles Congler, he's a rich guy. He builds a house in Northside. I mean, because you can't get beachfront property in Pittsburgh, but you can get riverfront property, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Who doesn't want riverfront property with all the steel mills running off into it? Yeah. All the mutated people. Anyway, but Charles Congler and his maid, they have an affair, all right? Classic, right? I mean, all these people back in the 1800s are like, oh, man, I don't like my wife anymore. Let me have an affair with my maid. Ah. So he decides to have an affair, and his wife then decides, you know, I don't like either of you. And she kills them both with meat cleavers. crazy, right? I mean, I think that's a little extreme. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's a little bit crazy.
All right. All right. Can you turn them, just slide those down just a tidbit? I mean, just because I see that we're both peeking a lot. Anyway, so, but then, so after she decided to kill him, soon after, a Dr. Bunrichter moved in. All right. Have you ever heard of Dr. Bunrichter?
No.
Good, because neither have I. If you had, though, I'd be like, wow, you know a lot more than me. He was nice to neighbors, you know, kept to himself, lived a pretty good life. He was quiet, you know, classic guy. I mean, he probably brought cookies over to, like, you know, or if someone came over to ask for flour, he was like, oh, yeah, sure, I can give you a cup of flour, you know? But this is until the police found out he was a serial killer. Ah! And he kept the decapitated heads of his victims in his basement, trying to keep them alive. So he was essentially a Frankenstein of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's, would you try to, I mean, this is kind of morbid, but I mean, do you think it's possible to keep a human head alive after it's decapitated?
Absolutely not. The moment you decapitate someone's head, you're gone.
I agree. That brain just detached. It's like the zombies, man. There's your sound effect for the week.
Yep.
And then to top it all off, there was a massive explosion at the house, so it can't even be verified as haunted. I have no clue how a massive explosion can, like, not help it be verified. I guess because all of the ghosties were blown away.
I honestly don't know.
I didn't know the ghosts were, like, immune, or not immune, but weak to explosions. But apparently they are.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to go somewhere, go to Congler House. It's in Northside. I don't know exactly where, but I'm sure if you type it into Google, you can find it. Don't Bing it, though. Just never Bing anything.
Yeah, Bing's not exactly the best source.
Yeah. So go ahead. What's next, Ryan?
13 Bends. This one can't exactly be pinned down, but it's said to be in either Elizabeth, Harmerville, or Burgettstown. Apparently, an orphanage burned down, killing 3 children.
I want to clarify. Okay, so first off, Burgettstown, really close to RMU. Second off, that was supposed to be 13. So it killed 13 of the orphans in the orphanage. So continue, though. I just had to give some clarification.
So when you drive by, you go up 13 bends, but you come down only 12.
So just imagine that.
Yeah.
You go up 13. How did you miss a bend? And what can ghosts do? How can they be like... You know, like you go up and then the ghosts are just like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to excavate this road.
Yep.
You know what that is? That's Pittsburgh construction. It's the best.
Yeah. excavating roads and doing road work on a regular basis.
Yep. All those 13 kids. I don't understand why they take away one Ben, though. I mean, did they not like the one kid? Like little Johnny was in the corner, like, and the 12 other kids were just like, Johnny's stupid. And Johnny's like, oh, I'm going to take away a Ben. I don't understand how that happens.
Yep. Charles with the hand movements of him having his hands and holding on to his glasses.
Holding. Oh, thanks. All right, we're giving play-by-plays now? We should just live stream this. Just get cameras in here. Why not?
Yeah, that should be pretty funny.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I just don't understand like the mindset of that ghost. Because It's like, I just don't like you guys, so I'm going to take away a bend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so we'll continue on to that, though. And so apparently, if that's not enough, losing a bend in a mountain, which, I mean, that's just creepy. That's not normal, you know?
Yeah.
But apparently, if you put flour or if you just have a really dirty hood on your car, the children will put their handprints on your car. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would never go anywhere near this place. If I ever got out of my car and there were that's like this story of like Makeout Point or wherever the... I don't know, classic place to make out in Pittsburgh is with your car of, oh, there's a scrape on the side of the car and then there's a hook hanging on your car. No, you leave. That is wrong. False. People are stupid, man. I just watched a horror movie last night. Do you ever watch Paranormal Activity?
I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. We watched the Ghost Dimension, and at the end, there's this hole in this woman's like kid's room, and it like is apparently a portal to another dimension. And she's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go save my kid. It's like, no, no, no. That kid is gone. She was possessed. You jump out that window, woman. That ghost doesn't want nothing to do with you. You leave. Your daughter's gone. I'm sorry. Just go.
So how did your three roommates react?
We were all, well, I mean, me and Tori were pretty much pansies. But Matt and Laffer were pretty okay with it. we all got some good laughs and screams out of it. A lot of jump scares, man. A lot of jump scares.
It'll literally knock you right out of your seat.
Yeah, or your socks, if you're wearing socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to move on from 13 Bends to Chatham University. So, if you're unhappy about going to RMU, at least you didn't go to Chatham. You know, it's the most haunted place, like, university in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, and possibly the country. I'm not sure. I didn't do too much research. Of course, the site that I went on probably had that, but I just read, like, you know,
of course,
half of it.
These are all rumors.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, so it's most haunted, and they have a yearly ghost walk to showcase how haunted it is. So they actually take pride in this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you like ghosts, go to Chatham. Actually, but if you're already here, you're kind of wasting your time if you transfer schools because it's just credits and stuff. But anyway, apparently there's the Blue Lady of Woodland Hall, or Woodland Hall. I don't know where Woodland Hall is, but apparently she just, like, creeps out of corners in a flowing blue dress, like a, I don't know, just like a ghost. I mean, I was going to try to give a comparison there, but she's a ghost. And apparently she was a previous mental patient, and she just didn't want to leave.
Wonder if we should bring somebody in from Chatham University on the phone or something and actually give their input on this situation.
Do you know anyone available right now from Chatham University, Ryan?
I think there's a girl from my high school that goes there, but I'm not...
So it's not available. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll just... Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, one day.
And then there's Laughlin House, which is the home to a murder-suicide. So, you know, classic murder-suicides. Always the tales of ghosts.
Yeah.
And you just decide, you know what? I'm not going to leave. I killed myself here. I'm going to stay here. And then there's Pix Hall, which is haunted by its namesake, which is, I forget what his first name was, but it's Mr. Pix. And apparently what he does is he just goes into dorm rooms and he moves stuff like a jerk. If you were like, okay, so if you were a ghost, right?
Yeah.
What would you do with your supernatural powers? Like, would you just go into dorm rooms and move stuff like a jerk?
I mean, I wouldn't really have any reason to move stuff.
Yeah.
I would probably, as a ghost, you have the ability to walk through walls.
Disappear and fly. Much more kill than the other guy. Sorry, Danny Phantom.
And you also, like, I would also possess human bodies.
You'd possess people? Jesus, man. That's intense.
Well, it's the power of a ghost.
That doesn't mean you have to... You, sir, would make a good demon, not a ghost. All right, so listen, I think I might have to quit.
Hashtag evil laugh of the year.
Sure. Just... So you'd possess people, and I would just move things. So clearly, if you want Charlie the friendly ghost, you get me. If you want Ryan the jerk ghost... And get possessed. What? Jesus. I can't get over that. You're brutal.
Actually, I'm more like the scariest ghost you'll ever meet.
So, yeah. No, I'm not. If I had the choice of being haunted by someone, I would choose me. I'm sorry. I will not deal with that. But actually, okay, tell me this. Ghost, again. And you start to haunt the place like a demon and everything. You try to possess me. And I just, like, I come home one day. It's been a long day at work. And I throw my keys down. You're, like, doing something in the kitchen, like, throwing plates everywhere. And I'm just looking at him like, look, dude, just stop, okay? Look, I know you're dead. You don't have a long afterlife, but look, I've had a rough day at work. Would you just give me like a day? Would you be courteous?
I guess depending on the situation.
The situation is you're a ghost. The guy just had a rough day at work, yeah, yeah. And he came in. He's just like, man, yeah. just stop.
Yeah. Actually, no. I'd be like. I'd be like, screw it. I'm really gonna continue haunting you, and possessing you, and giving you a hard time.
So possess. So are you gonna like possess a person and unpossess them and then repossess them?
No, I would actually just possess them and torture their body.
Oh my. Okay, we're gonna move on. So moving on from Chatham University, there's a place called Dead Man's Hollow, not to be confused with Harry Potter. But if you think Harry Potter's scary, this place is actually just as scary. It's located in McKeesport. And it's 400 acres along the Youghiogheny River. So, I mean, that's a lot of space, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently in those 400 acres, there's been multiple suicides, murders, and mysterious disappearances. No clue what mysterious disappearances mean, but it's probably they walk into the woods and a troll steals them.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the worst thing. Like, if you had to be abducted by some sort of mythical creature, would it be a troll, a goblin, or a dragon?
Probably a dragon.
Dragon? All right. I mean, I'm going to ask why, but I think I know.
Flaming fire, and with my ghost powers, I can potentially acquire the ability to shoot fire from my mouth and my hands.
You're not a ghost. You got abducted by a dragon. Well, I don't think dragons abduct ghosts.
Well, what if a dragon like really had the ability to capture a ghost? Then what?
All right, whatever. I'm just...
Well, I'm just twisting words.
All right, so you'd be a ghost that breathes fire, and that's why you'd be abducted by a dragon. All right, there we go. That's perfect. So there's only one confirmed murder here, which was of George McClure in 1880, which he was shot to death. And they say shot to death, but it's like, I mean, I guess they had revolvers, so I guess he could have been shot to death with multiple, but usually I think of like ball and like chamber kind of like muzzle loaded stuff. And it's like, how can you be shot to death with a single fire gun? I mean, you can be shot and die, but not shot to death. Cause I think that infers like multiple shots.
Yeah. I mean, like one shot, like instantly, if you're like in the real world, if you're like shot,
well, yes,
nine times out of 10, you're literally dead. One time out of 10, you make it.
All right. Well, apparently that's the odds of whenever you get shot, I guess by a musket as well. Hey, we got some level people out there on a tour. Fantastic.
Yeah, we have a tour in our fan club.
And a fan club. All right, Ryan, stroking our own egos. Yeah. And one more thing about Dead Man's Hollow is a man apparently drowned here, and it's said that he comes out at night, and he decides, you know what? I need some company. He grabs passerbys and drags them into the river.
Yeah.
No, that is the worst way to go. I would not, like, if I had to choose a way to go, drowning is, like, at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, no drowning.
All right, I was pretty sure that's where you were going with that. You were just going to be like, yep, lesson of the day, don't drown.
Yep. Zombieland. Zombieland and Murder Swamp.
Located near Dead Man's Hollow. No, actually, never mind, that's false. Continue, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, of course, we'll have our land of zombies here. Zombieland has a truly grisly tale of rape and murder, but also a haunt of people living under the bridge, killing anyone's name who is written upon it. So basically, if your name's on there, prepare yourselves for the worst. So,
and Jesus.
Yep.
You're really ominous today.
Yep. Murder Swamp, which is nearby, has at least 12 heads thrown in it, as it was the likened spot to dispose one of them for one serial killer.
Yeah, and that's why it was dubbed Murder Swamp. I guess if you're going to be a serial killer, you got to have a place to dump your bodies.
Yep.
Or decapitated heads, I guess. So
you don't want any other people to see them other than you.
Well, yeah, that's usually how you get away with murder. I see that you've watched a lot of those like getting away with murder shows, haven't you? Yeah. Again, very ominous and creepy today, Ryan. I don't know if I'm going to come back next week. And that's not just because I don't want to. Everybody, listen. If I don't come back, blame Ryan. You just give me a look. This isn't... No. I'm watching you, man. Like, I'm watching.
Yeah, Charles has his eyes on me.
See, so you went from ominous to, like, alluring there. And now a creepy lie. I don't even know how to feel anymore. You are playing with my emotions so much, man.
This is getting good.
All right. And finally, we have Centralia, PA. Have you ever heard of that place?
No.
All right. It's like how it's described is legitimately hell on earth. Yeah. Now, let me explain why. Currently, it only has 10 residents because they just refuse to leave the place. So it has its own zip code. But like I said, only 10 people live there, and they probably won't move, and nobody else will move in. Can you guess why? Without looking.
Let's see. A scary place without moving in. Probably judge it from the outside moving in.
No, nah, I was motioning for you to move closer.
Oh, no. Instead of being held on Earth, 10 residents refuse to leave. If I was to get a guess on why they refuse to leave, I don't know. I guess they probably have some weird desire to stay there and, like, something that draws their attention to be there.
Okay, I mean, it's a very general thing there, but okay, that's fair. I don't really have an answer, so who am I to say? There we go. So 10 people refused to leave. This is because I didn't get the year exactly pinned down, but I know there is an exact year, but I'm not sure if I did this one. I know we're terrible researchers. Tell us about it. We're just radio hosts, okay? You tell us the facts. But anyway, in 1962 there was an awful coal mine fire, and it killed a lot of people, and it got a lot of people to, like, move because there's just constantly smoke coming up from a coal mine, like, out of the ground, and it still burns to this day.
Yeah.
So there's still like the fire going on to this day. And so 10 out of 10 would not recommend. Yeah. Well, I guess unless you're those 10 people, which 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah. But seriously, like, stay away from there unless you really want to be scared. Scared?
I don't know if it's really... I mean, it's like a legitimate fear, too, because, like, that ground could collapse.
Yeah.
It's a place that's called Hell on Earth. I mean, you know, I'm not too much of a, you know, what do I want to say? I'm not an expert, but I hear hell's not a great place.
Yeah, that's not very good. Charles, we have 5 minutes left. Would you like to do you want to save the next two segments for next week, or would you like to go on to the ad?
Heck yeah, boy. All right, so I'll go on to the ad, and we'll save the other stuff for next week. But get a little teaser, a little tid-tat tease. No, give a little tid-tat tease, man.
Oh.
Jeez, what are we going to be talking about next week?
For next week, part of our show is going to be talking about our favorite scariest Halloween movie.
Yep.
And also, what is your idea of your worst scary Halloween story?
There we go. We'll get the voice inflections too. And also, the world's going to end, so there's going to be a zombie apocalypse. We're just telling you that now, okay? I mean, don't take this as fact, but you know, I'm just taking a guess. As much of every other like end of the world prediction person. But anyway, so let's go back and bring it back to the top now. Ad spot for Bringing the Blues to RMU. Remember, it's November 3rd, 2017. So, you know, don't go last year, don't go in the future, but go this year. It's at 5 p.m. at Hopwood Hall, right outside the radio booth, and in Patrick Henry, which is connected to Nicholson. So go to Romo's, get a little snacky do, come on over and listen to some blues. It's free admission, of course, because free is always better, right, Ryan?
Yep, and I will be there.
And Ryan, again, will be there. You're going to get your autographs, your pictures, everything you need from him. And it's featuring Jill West and the Blues Attack, along with a screening of the Blues Chronicles from the Berg. Or, again, Ryan.
Wow. The Berg.
There we go. Blues Chronicles from the Berg. So, yeah, go listen to some blues. Have a good time. And,
Be sure to tune in next week as we get even more scarier on Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles.
I just don't know how that can happen because like you guys don't understand what I'm seeing. All right, Ryan is just like really eerie. Okay, I just can't take it.
I've been known to be very very scary. So.
Yeah, just getting your deeper voice there, too. You give me, like, those wide, like, all right, so you know what crazy eyes are, right, everybody? So, like, he's giving me the crazy eyes. Yep, no, stop it. They're shifty. They're shifty eyes. They're crazy. I can't deal with it. I'm not going to make it next week. I swear. if the zombie apocalypse doesn't get me, it's going to be Ryan.
Yep. All right. Be sure to tune in next week, and we'll hear from you then. All right. Bye.
Toodaloo.